Names Mac. A new semi-controversial, semi-abrasive ad campaign launched by Apple, a new umbrella that can tell you when you need it, and an in-depth look at Apple's office suite, iWork, tested by yours truly. Today is Thursday, May 3rd, 2006. This is Jason Katz with Ian. For those of you who do not watch primetime TV, Apple released a new ad campaign putting Mac OS X against Windows XP. The ads talk about how Macs are easier to use, have less viruses, work better with media, and so on and so forth. You can check out their ads by watching a lot of TV or just going to their website, apple.com, where they've conveniently displayed all their Windows bashing ads. Some of the ads are pretty funny, considering they're not true. Psst, Jason, the ads are true. Wait, I'm getting news that all the ads are true, and that you're an idiot, Jason, because no one's talking to you? Okay, so maybe the ads are true, until viruses make their way onto the Mac, which these ads kinda don't discourage. How about an umbrella that speaks for itself? Well, kinda. According to InHabitat, this new umbrella can save you precious seconds looking up the weather online. This umbrella has an LED handle that will change colors depending on the weather outside. This way, you know when you need to use it. It's almost like a dog who will cry constantly when needed to get walked. I wonder what happens when you ignore the umbrella. The umbrella uses Wi-Fi to receive weather transmissions in the area. You cannot currently buy the umbrella, but it is still very cool. I received a copy of iWork, and I worked using iWork this week to see how it worked. I actually typed the script for today's show using pages from iWork. I've used iWork since Tuesday, and I've got to say I'm very happy with the stuff that it does. I also own Microsoft Office for Mac, and I have been using that for the past year. I really like Office for Mac, and I find it much better than the PC version. Okay, now on to the review. Let me first start with Pages, Apple's attempt to create a word processor. Apple previously had an Office suite called Apple Works, which doesn't really work. Using Pages, I created an informational handout for a presentation I have to do tomorrow. It looks very professional and well-made. It was easy to lay out using the templates provided. When typing this podcast, it was easy to do. It was very similar to Word in this respect. You just basically type, and it has all the basic adjustments. But it does not have a nice autocorrect feature that Office has, but it is a bit snappier. The grammar correcting was also lacking. I feel more comfortable typing documents using Word, but if you want to make something look nice, I suggest using Pages. Now for Keynote, Apple's attempt to go cabeza a cabeza against PowerPoint. Now Keynote is a powerful app. I created a visual presentation that I needed to do for tomorrow using it. It did it quickly and with better effects than PowerPoint. It also looks very professional. But it was a little constricting in the things that you could do with it, with backgrounds and such. But it was easy enough. In the end result, both Pages and Keynote work well with other file types, and I could export my files to work on it with PowerPoint and Word. I'd recommend this to someone who wants something offering better visual presentations than the things that they needed to do. I would not recommend this to someone who needs to type a lot, or have it readily compatible with a Windows computer. All in all, they're good alternatives to Microsoft Office, but still need a little work with it with such things as spreadsheets like Excel. And that was today's edition of All Things Mac. The AP exams are over, so now I have my life back. The beginning sound segment was created by a friend of mine, Josh. It sounds like something decent for a change. You can email me at allthingsmacintosh@gmail.com. It's a new month, so the votes reset on Podcast Alley, which means you get the opportunity to vote for me again. Thanks for listening. Jason Katz, out.